Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things, oftentimes in Florida. Ted, would you like to go first?
All right, sure. I'll go first. Okay. Have you guys ever heard of the guy by the name of Jonah Falcon? Does that ring a bell?
It does not.
I have not.
All right, so he's famous for something, okay?
Okay.
He's famous for his manhood, okay?
He's
claiming that it's the biggest is for natural
wow.
size, right?
Oh, okay.
It's like his... he's claiming 13 and a half inches.
A 21st century wow. Johnny Wadd.
Yes.
Is that when it's standing at attention, or is that
it,
when
it doesn't,
is
doesn't
sleeping.
Get into specifics in this.
Okay.
He's 47 years old, and he's got issues with this because it's holding him back, the size of his manhood. It's handicapped my acting career because people won't hire me. They Google Jonah Falcon, and then they say, well, we can't use him. He's known for his penis size.
When you say acting.
Yeah. It doesn't go into detail. I'm not really sure.
Well, I would imagine the acting you're talking about, Rich, he would be sought after with that.
Yes.
You know, that
well, but,
with that appendage.
Okay, then if we are
well,
talking.
Well, hold on. Let me finish.
Yeah. Okay, go
it's
ahead.
It's definitely
ahead.
Harmed my career. I've had two casting director friends who have told me so. It sucks. It relegates me into doing smaller parts. Maybe in the UK.
See what you did
yeah,
there.
You like that? Maybe in the UK or Germany, it might help my career. But here in Hollywood, it's negative. None of the major networks or studios would hire me. One day I might self-produce a movie, and I'll definitely do a full frontal scene as, I guess, what people want.
So he's a porno guy.
It doesn't say. It doesn't Come say on. That he is. It doesn't say that he is.
How would a big penis hurt him in the porn industry?
How would a large penis be a detriment to hiring him for legit movies?
Because if that's what he's known for.
If he's
for,
known for.
Yeah.
Then he
can't. If he's the Guinness Book of World
this
Records
This isn't for
guy.
Porn. He's trying to get into legit real acting.
How
he
can
can't
you
get
be
into
known
it?
For that if you're not a porn actor?
Guinness Book of World Records?
Maybe? Well, here's the thing. He said he's saying that he has slept with a lot of celebrities, including Oscar nominees and Oscar winners.
That's how you know.
He can't say who they are, of course.
Bunch of loose lips, Ted.
Because I can't even say if it was.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I did. Nice, buddy. He goes, it's a very limited list, so I don't want to narrow it down too far. Let's just say it wasn't Meryl Streep. I'll leave it at that.
I sure
with
hope
all
not.
Due respect, cry me a river, bro.
No kidding, man.
Cry me a river.
Yeah.
You and your 13.5 inches, cry me a river, brother.
Yeah.
I just, come on. I mean, this guy's complaining about he's so big he can't get
What's
a job
his name?
In acting.
Yeah. John's going to go to his IMDb page.
Jonah Falcon?
Jonah Falcon.
Okay.
J-O-N-A-H?
J-O-N-A-H.
Okay. Would you trade Deshaun Watson and Clint Capella for LeBron James, Baker Mayfield, and Jonah Falcon's penis?
No.
Yeah, I still say no.
No.
Yeah.
Nope, I'd still say no.
Yeah.
But we're all guys here, so, you know.
True.
I came across a story. I'm like, this guy is really complaining, you know? He's just, he's right. had a rough life.
Yeah.
Betting all these Oscar winners and celebrities. I feel terrible
with
for you,
brother. This gigantic member.
Yes, please. All right, Rich, what do you got, man?
What do you got, Rich?
I'm going to go with the Staten Island story.
That's
I'll
good.
Save the crap for tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, fire away.
Staten Island, New York. We all love minor league baseball, right?
Love minor league. I'm going to see a minor league game, I think, when I go up to Connecticut. When I go
there's
to New York City.
There's a double A team in New Haven, I think.
There's one in Hartford called the Hartford Yard Goats.
Can't say that I've ever been to a game before.
Yeah.
Double A.
Well, some of the promotions are out there, and even some of the names. Like, we had a little fun a month or two back with the fact that Tim Tebow's playing not for the double A Binghamton Mets. He's playing for the Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
Yeah, the Rumble Ponies.
So the short A team in Staten Island is a New York Yankee affiliate, and they're called the Staten Island Yankees. The ballpark's awesome, by the way. Oh, my gosh.
Some of these minor league stadiums are incredible.
And just an incredible view of downtown Manhattan Staten Island at this ballpark. Anyway, they held a contest 2 years ago, Name the Team contest, and a number of names seemed to get some support. Bridge Trolls, Island Heroes, killer bees, rock pigeons. But the winner in a landslide with nearly 50% of the vote was the New York Pizza Rats.
Pizza Rats.
Are we all familiar with the viral video from 2015 of the rat in the New York City subway toting the slice of pizza down the staircase?
No, I've never seen that.
Are you serious?
I have not.
Wait a minute. I've seen a viral video that you guys haven't.
Never seen it.
Mac, have you seen the pizza rat?
Of course.
Of course he says. Like everyone's seen it.
I haven't seen. I'm about to change that right now.
A YouTube video in 2015 went viral. Someone on a staircase in a New York City subway station observed a rat dragging a slice of pizza about three times the size of its body down a flight of stairs. It's a classic viral video.
I'm looking at it right now.
So the
that is a disgusting creature.
Yes, exactly.
I can't stand rats. So the last thing I want to do is put on a video of a rat. I just can't. I hate them worse than snakes, man.
Well, you know what, Ted? I'm going to have to buy a Staten Island pizza rat hat to wear in the studio then, huh?
Yeah.
No?
No, please don't man. Please don't.
So that change is about to go into effect. The Staten Island Yankees are about to become the Staten Island Pizza Rats.
That's awesome.
However, they pumped the brakes a little bit finding out that so many people liked it by announcing that they will still be the Staten Island Yankees. They will only wear the Pizza Rat uniforms for their five Saturday home games.
Oh, it's a special occasion uniform. Season. It's like the Rockets with the and they have the Chinese writing on there.
Yeah.
Same thing.
By the way, in a statement yesterday, Staten Island Borough President Jimmy Odo called the name, quote, dopey, and added that it's, quote, further evidence that the minor league baseball rebranding craze has long since jumped the rumble pony. This is a slice too far. I bear no affinity for that organization with the interlocking N and Y, but if you're walking away from the arms of the most recognizable brand in professional sports, it has to be for something better than a rodent dragging fresh matzah across a thin crust. For $50 and a bottle of Jim Beam in 12 hours, my fantasy baseball buddies and I could have come back with something much better than this, end quote. With all due respect, Mr. Borough President, shut up.
I'm now in a YouTube wormhole of rats eating things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They did a prank. They did a prank where they took a mechanical rat and stuck a piece of pizza to it and put it on a sidewalk in New York City and then just turned it loose. And people are running away from it like it's Godzilla. It's hilarious.
By the way, the website for the team has merchandise available. All products will be shipped in a custom Staten Island Pizza Rats pizza box. Oh, I'm getting one. I'm rats, definitely getting a Pizza Rat's cap.
There's nothing. I mean, honestly, a rat with food, it just, there's nothing about that it agrees with me. I think that's disgusting. I think it's gross.
It's New York, though, Ted. Okay. They outnumber the people.
Yeah, yeah. All
yeah,
right.
This one's walking. The one carrying this pizza is walking down the step like he's trying to catch the 9 train. It's unbelievable. It's like he's making a decision whether he's got to keep this slice of pizza or go jump on the train. Like he's a person. It's incredible. All right. My story takes place in the country of New Zealand. I don't think any of us have been to New Zealand in this room before.
I heard it's the closest I've gotten.
I've heard that New Zealand looks a lot like Montana, the topography. So okay. It's mountainous,
skiing.
Beautiful.
Okay. Well, and I think it's a lot like the United States in a lot of ways. You know, it's got mountains. It's got people visiting.
More sheep than people.
It's got a lot.
No, seriously, there are more sheep than people.
It's got a lot of sheep. Yeah. It also has drunk drivers. Are drunk drivers in New Zealand. There is a 54-year-old man. They don't give the names of the people in these articles, unfortunately. 54-year-old man was caught with a breath alcohol level. It says breath alcohol level, by the way, above the legal limit at a police checkpoint on Mazengarb Road in Paraparamu.
Good job.
On the Kapiti Coast. Last Thursday night, he called his wife to collect him. As she drove through the checkpoint to pick up her drunk husband, police noticed the smell of alcohol on her breath. So they decided.
Wait, wasn't she the designated driver?
No, he was driving. She had to come get him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she had to come get him. So she was driving through the checkpoint to come pick up her drunk husband. She was forced to take a breathalyzer test. She had an even higher reading than her husband had. The 55-year-old woman was suspended from driving for 28 days. I say not enough. Wellington Road Policing Manager Jan Craig said it was, quote, beyond belief that someone would turn up to an alcohol checkpoint to pick up another drunk driver when they themselves had been drinking. It's alarming that there are still drivers who are willing to risk harming others in our community by driving whilst impaired. They use the word whilst. Yeah. Our staff are working hard to keep everyone safe on the roads. If anyone was drinking, they need to plan and organize a sober driver or a taxi and get home safely. All due respect, or at the very least, be married to someone who's not sitting at home drinking while you're out there driving drunk. Yeah. You got to, you know, that's where couples need to, they need to compliment each other.
They need to
compliment each other.
Family that boozes together loses together.
That's the thing though, Rich. They weren't even boozing together. They're boozing separately.
But they're united in booze.
They are of like mind and of like lack of mind, I guess.
Right.
So all due respect. Stay out of New Zealand. They're crazy down there.
Crazy.
Right. Crazy. Crazy in New Zealand. All right. That was all due respect. Stupid people doing stupid things. By the way, speaking of this, what kind of odds do you give on this particular marriage working out? I believe we've talked about this relationship on the show. Did you see who got engaged?
No.
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson are engaged.
Wow.
And I know, Ted, I don't think you knew who Ariana Grande was.
No, he didn't know who Pete Davidson was.
Oh, okay. That's, yeah. You know who both of them are, right, Rich?
I do.
Yeah.
Talk about outkicking your coverage.
She's a very famous singer. He's a very ugly comedian.
He's a very ugly comedian.
So, but Ted, you don't need to know the two of them if I can just give you some of the aspects of their relationship and you can tell me what you think the odds are that this engagement works out. For one, they've only known each other. They've only been dating for a couple of months so far.
Okay. Yep.
That's number one. Number two, they're constantly sharing social media pictures with each other, kissing on each other all the time.
Gosh.
All right, that's number two. Number three.
Sounds like Russell and Sierra.
Exactly what I was thinking, Rich.
Number three, Pete Davidson has multiple tattoos that he's gotten in the last couple weeks.
Yes, I've heard about this. He's getting really inked up.
Inspired by the Grammy nominee earlier this month. He had bunny ears from the cover of her 2016 album, Dangerous Woman, inked behind his ear.
Oh, man.
And, ready? Had her initials tattooed to his thumb. You can't hide your thumb, really, unless you wear gloves all the time.
This is not going to be
all right,
pretty.
So what are we putting the odds on this marriage working
it
out?
It won't go a year.
Yeah, I don't even think they make it to the altar.
Okay, that's probably even a better.
Yeah, I mean,
that's better.
Because they allude to the fact that
there's no way this thing's working out.
This is the other reason why I don't think it works out. They're both alluding to the fact that this is probably going to be a long engagement. They don't have any plans anytime soon to set a wedding date.
Well, that sounds about right for Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
He is the, in all of show business, might be the most vocal advocate of marijuana use.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly not opposed to that. I'm not condemning him for that. But that kind of fits the profile of the slacker
just
who's like,
taking
someday
it as it comes.
We'll get it done someday.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
I can speak from experience a little bit on this one. You know, you fall in love real fast. You think this is the one.
Yeah.
I was engaged one time. I courted a girl for about 5 months.
This was the famous author's daughter.
Got engaged. Broke it off a few months later. Just reality sets in.
Yeah.
And
that's
what are we doing here?
I mean, you're the expert. Yeah. That's
why. And a lot of times these celebrities, what they do is they meet. In like really cool places, they vacation like a lot in different places, and they think that's the real world. No. Cohabitate, live together for a little while, and then see how it works out.
And the worst part about it to me is the ink. Because ask Billy Bob Thornton how the Angelina Jolie ink went.
Yeah.
It's like you're jinxing it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, totally.
Well, they're not wearing vials of blood around their neck, are they?
No, that doesn't say in the article.
Well, now, that's next level.
Yeah, you can get rid of that somewhat painlessly.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
All right. That was all due respect. Stupid people doing stupid things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.